This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A bill in the state legislature could make it easier for out-of-state teachers to get a license to teach in Colorado. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Currently, out-of-state teachers who want to work in Colorado must wait months for their applications to be processed. The bill would create an agreement between Colorado and nine other states. The compact would allow states to share information and background checks. Teachers who face disciplinary issues couldn't automatically get a license here. Senator Janice Marchman is the bill's sponsor.
It's a crisis that has not been seen in our lifetime in terms of teacher shortage.
The bill would also clear the way for potentially 2,200 military spouses in Colorado who are educators to teach. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado's largest compost company says it can't handle contaminated waste from the Front Range. CPR's Sam Brash reports that's leading to new restrictions.
A1 Organics serves Denver, Boulder, Arvada, and other cities. As those communities have expanded their composting programs, the company has seen more contamination. Everything from glass bottles to plastic bags to dog toys. To ease any confusion, it's now changing its list of acceptable items. Paper products are out, so no more coffee filters and pizza boxes. Compostable foodware is also banned, so no supposedly biodegradable forks, plates, or cups. Only lawn waste and food scraps are allowed. Private and municipal waste haulers say they'll follow those rules and will educate their customers. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Find more news online at cpr.org. It's 5:06.